This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Rescue crews have been wrestling with some bad weather as they try to find anyone else who may have survived the Florida condo building collapse. And there may be more bad weather ahead. So state officials are asking the federal government to send another rescue team. 12 people are known dead now, 149 others missing. Volunteers are gathering to support the rescuers and first responders as they continue their dangerous and delicate work. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
One of those leading the support effort is Pastor Ezekiel Fatore.
Pain has the power of erasing the lines that divide us.
His Casa Church, just a few blocks from the collapsed condo search site, is now a warehouse for water, snacks, and supplies for first responders.
By the needs, you know how they're doing, because they started by asking for water, then they went to Gatorade, and yesterday they were asking for coffee and energy drinks because they're getting tired.
Volunteers walk around offering drinks, food, and the clergy offer their services too. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The record-shattering heat that's been baking the Northwest may be responsible for the deaths of 12 people in Oregon and Washington state. The temperature hit 109 in Spokane yesterday, the highest temperature ever recorded there. In Seattle, where the temperatures topped 100 degrees over the past few days, Greta Englund was trying to buy an air conditioner, but she couldn't find one.
We went to Home Depot, we went to Target, we went to Lowe's. Everywhere we went, it was sold out. So we only had one little box fan in our apartment, and it was way too hot.
The National Weather Service is also warning of brutal heat on the East Coast, including the Boston, New York, and Philadelphia areas. A military veteran faces execution today in Texas after killing his pregnant wife, 5-year-old daughter, and father-in-law. This is AP News. A first in baseball. Here's our Ed Donahue.
For the first time, Major League Baseball is disciplining a pitcher for using grip-enhancing foreign substances. Seattle Mariners pitcher Hector Santiago has been suspended for 10 games. He was ejected from a game Sunday. An umpire checked his glove in the fifth inning.
He said he just felt some stuff sticky on the inside of the glove. So all I used was rosin. I mean, I used it on both sides. Arm sweat, trying to keep that sweat from dripping down to the hands.
Rosin is approved for use, and Santiago says he understands the rules.
I'm going to use rosin. That's what we got. I don't want this to be a big thing.
It turned out to be a big thing. Santiago is appealing the suspension. Under the crackdown that started last week, all pitchers are being checked by umpires during games for illicit grip-enhancing substances. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow was up 8 points yesterday. The S&P and the NASDAQ up as well, 1 point and 27 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.